You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When a medical mistake causes you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. We're going to bring in our producer, Matt Fontana, once again to get into the mailbag.
We got this one coming from Row Through Cleveland, Jay Rowland on Twitter. He says, guys, how many team passing touchdowns do you think the Browns will have in 2015? Or where do you think they'll rank in the NFL? And he also asks, who do you think will lead the team in receptions this year?
Good question. I think I'll go first.
Let's take it one at a time.
And please. I will say, and I'll go back, I think Andrew Hawkins will lead this team in receptions.
Okay.
Even though he may not be given as many opportunities, I think he's going to get open more frequently as the savvy vet that he is. How many passing touchdowns? I'm going to go with 20. 20 passing touchdowns. And a lot of that has to do with half of them are going to come off of big plays. I believe this team is talented enough to be able to score in the red zone when given the opportunities. That'll account for the other 10. And the reason why that number's not any higher, where you look at, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, those guys, they don't have the ability to run the football the way we do. They don't have the way we're going to win football games is by running the football. And as you saw on Crow's run there in Atlanta, he's going to make some guys miss. He's going to break a tackle and have some scoring touchdowns in that 17 to 22 yard range to convert forward that way.
When I think about this team, I think they can average this season, I'm going to say, I think they're going to get to 20 passing touchdowns. I think they're bottom third of the league, but I think they can get to 20 passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
24 would be 1.5 a game. I don't know if we're going to get that far with it, but I definitely think it could be 20 to 24 touchdowns passing. I think the leading receiver in terms of receptions is probably going to be... It's either going to be Bo or Hawkins. And maybe should be our previous guest, Taylor Gabriel. And
if it is, I think
that's going to be pretty good for us.
I just don't know. I was kind of pondering that as well. I don't know if Taylor Gabriel will be given the opportunities that Bo, Hartline, and Hawkins will have. I think that he'll make the same impact on a football game the way he did last year. The big chunk plays, getting behind a defense, as he said, digging out a safety to open up a big play for someone else. So his role will be significant. The impact he will be significant. It might not just be statistically leading in receptions.
I think that he's got to play a big role for this team because he brings that verticality that nobody else
he
does.
He will play a big role. He just won't be leading in receptions.
He's not going to get the
targets. And that's the answer to our question. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He won't get the number of targets.
So do you agree that it could be, in your mind, it could be either Bo Hawkins or you think, could is that who we,
if
you
Bo Hawkins, think, Bo Hawkins or my lead? You know, because, again, just to, as we have this conversation and you divvy up, I don't have Brian Hoyer's statistics of last year's football season from a completion standpoint, and we hope it's a little bit higher. We just talked about, Duke Johnson having around 40 receptions. You figure Crow and West, you would hope maybe split 40 or 30-ish, say somewhere between 30 and 40. Okay. There's 70 receptions. You hope you get Hawkins 50 receptions. You hope you get Bo around 50 receptions. You hope you get Hartline between 30 and 50. That means Gabriel between 30 and 50. We haven't even touched our tight ends. We'll group them all together. Barnage, Dre, Hausler. You'd hope to get 40 receptions out of those guys.
Yeah.
That's, if I do the math quickly, 250 plus receptions right there.
Okay.
Let alone...
Which is a reasonable number.
Which is a reasonable number, but then again, you get Maley giving you 20. You're going to get, other guys' receptions. We didn't even talk about... we did talk about Duke Johnson. So, there's... When you do the numbers, that's the way we're going to win football games. It's going to have to be a group effort because I don't think we have that lead dog right now. Like a Larry Fitzgerald, like a Randall Cobb, a Jordy Nelson. It's going to be... by committee, and I think that we have the right guys because I don't think Dwayne Bowe is that guy, and I don't think Dwayne Bowe says, I have to be that guy like he has at other points in his career. I don't think Brian Hartline is, who was the lead, got that big payday in Miami, feels like he has to be an 80 reception guy. Hawkins right. knows he doesn't have to. Gabriel is humbled to the point that he's just getting the opportunity, and he's superseding expectations. So anything he does is a bonus as an undrafted free agent, you know? So all that being said is, you've got a humble group who all want to work hard, who all want to make the play so that this team wins, and that's going to be the template for how the Browns will have to win football games.
Yes, it is certainly going to be the template for how they have to win games, but it's nice to know that this year there is some competition for who's going to lead the team. Will they complete more than 55% of their passes? We were just asked. I do think they will complete more than 55% of their passes.
I think it'll be between 55 and 60.
Yeah, I think that.
So about 58, 57%.
I think we have a very, very good chance at that.
I do too. And I believe that although we can throw the ball down the field, I think we get really good at that short, underneath, intermediate passing game because where that's our mainstay to open up those big opportunities.
Yep.
We're not going to be one of those teams, you know, besides we're not going to have Taylor Gabriel and Andrew Hawkins running by people consistently. That's not who we are. So we're going to have to pick our spots to take those shots. So otherwise, we have, at up to this point, an extremely accurate quarterback in Josh McCown for what we have seen, throwing to guys that can get open or that are schemed open, along with a running game that should be dominant.
This running game should be very, very good, and my goodness, do I hope that it is. It will be a lot of fun if it is possible for this team to really kind of ramp it up on the
ground.
Bloody
some noses.
Bloody
on a run
some
game,
noses.
Man. Come on.
Play physical, as we've been talking about. That's what we want to see them do. All right, what else you got for us, Matt?
Yeah, this one comes from John. He says, guys, does Deshaun Gibson holding out so far have any effect on him starting camp? He was on the bike today. How much do you think that'll hurt Gibson as far as training camp goes?
Zero.
I think that it would be silly to have someone walk up the streets, regardless of how great and in shape they were, for him to just walk out and take those, whether he deserves them or not, take first team reps with guys that are now in their 10th practice and have their legs underneath them and a full understanding of exactly what the coach's expectations are for them in each and every snap. So I think that will come in time, and at no point, it's no concern to me and should be no concern to any fan.
Yeah, that's not going to be an issue at all. Plus, Jordan Poyer stepped in there and played very, very well for you, so you can feel comfortable with that. But yes, not a concern whatsoever. He will be ready to go.
This one comes from Ronnie, guys. I think he directs this a little towards Matt more than you, Nathan. But both you guys, is it possible to get cut for your performance at OTAs?
Well, yeah, we've seen guys get run out of here already.
We've seen Spencer Lanning released.
What about like a starter? A projected starter.
A projected starter, I would say no, unless they're ridiculously expensive and they've literally crapped down their leg at this point and taken everything for granted that it is their spot.
And been a problem, right?
And been a problem, because what you're going to do, that could very easily happen and it is a viable solution for teams to save money. If a guy is a problem, has taken for granted the fact that they are a starter on this football team, and they have a significant number or a cap hit for this team, it is a great business decision for them to release a guy like that. But this has got to come out of a position where you're extremely deep too, like the defensive line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And we really don't have that guy that, like an Ataba Rubin, who's making $8 million plus and underperforming.
Yeah,
at least up to this point.
I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. And I think teams are too, at this point, you know, if you had somebody that you're, for example, Christian Yount was projected as a starter, I guess you could say, and Spencer Lane was, but they made what they thought were upgrades. Charlie Hewlett beat him out. There's no reason. You don't have two long snappers. It's just, those are specialist positions. I think at a position that isn't so specialized, nobody's getting bounced out of there that quickly. That's just not something I would expect to see happen, and it just isn't. That's just not the way that it works. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Hopefully we will hear his post-practice presser. We've got a lot to talk about here. We'll also share some more thoughts from today's mini camp, and we'll just get into all things Browns, all things Cavs as well here. Game 6 tonight.
Let's go!
6 hours and 45 minutes away. Let's go! 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.